Caption: Wilbur didn't give up after his failed flight on December 14, 1903. The next day, Wilbur sent a telegram home. Success assured, he wrote. Try again. In July 1900, Wilbur and Orville arrived in North Carolina. The beach at Kitty Hawk was windy, sandy, and deserted, but it was perfect for test flights. For the next 3 years, the Wright brothers worked tirelessly on aircraft designs. Each summer, the brothers returned to Kitty Hawk to test their designs. At first, the gliders were unstable and hard to control. But finally, Orville came up with a solution. Now, all they needed was power. Strong, lightweight engines weren't available at that time, so Wilbur and Orville built their own engine. In September 1903, the Wright brothers tested a new aircraft with an engine. They called it the Wright Flyer. Soon, the weather grew cold, but Wilbur and Orville were too close to give up now. On December 14th, the brothers were ready. They tossed a coin to see who would make the first flight. Wilbur won. But seconds after it took off, the Wright Flyer fell back into the sand. They would have to try again. Next, it was Orville's turn. On December 17, 1903, he started up the Wright Flyer's engine. The plane climbed into the air and flew 120 feet, 36.5 meters. Orville had completed the world's first powered flight. Caption: Orville takes his historic first flight as Wilbur looks on. The brothers flew three more flights that day, each one longer than the last.